We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Now I know what Elvis means when he's too tired to do this podcast thing. So let's just have a dramatic reenactment of Kanye's latest post, as done by Condi.
Okay. We're talking about things that might make you look unhinged on social media. Things like this, I'm going to flash it to the screen, which people listening can't hear. Things like this make you look unhinged. It is Kanye West in all caps with zero punctuation. He posted a picture of Kim Kardashian. And this is what it says. I'm going to back off the mic a little.
Okay, you're going to need to.
All caps, no punctuation. Here we go. I don't have beef with Kim. I love my family, so stop that narrative. I'm not giving up on my family. I bought this coat for Kim before SNL. I thought it was particularly special. I have faith that we will get back together. I never have anything against Daily Mail. I got love for everyone in the media. I wish you all the happiness in the world. I speak directly to media outlets the same way a ball player speaks to the refs. The world is our court, like a basketball court and court of public opinion. We have a public relationship because we're public figures that go to the public and to the press. Sometimes people call me crazy, but to be in love is crazy about something, and I'm crazy about my family. Happy Valentine's!
Dude,
that is what he posted.
Kind of sounds like a Brody text message, doesn't it? Brody, you are guilty of the voice-to-text. That does sound a little like voice-to-text. He didn't pause for any punctuation.
There's zero punctuation.
Yeah.
I would like to say in the punctuation sense, it sounds like me, but not in the cuckoo crazy part.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. Yeah,
punctuation, there's not even, there's no punctuation
nothing.
Whatsoever.
None of any kind.
It's just a big run-on.
We got to grab that audio for tomorrow's show. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you voice-to-text all caps? Can you do that?
I know. How do you do that?
I think you just direct it all caps. I think if you say all caps, do it right now.
If you yell at your phone, does it just automatically capitalize it?
In the past,
you put your phone on all caps and then do it.
In the past 3 days, he's gone after Billie Eilish, Pete Davidson, Kid Cudi. Who else? Who's next? MGK. He made some disparaging remarks to him. And he thinks Michael Che from SNL is on his side.
He tagged Charlamagne yesterday.
And then Michael Che then came back with a very humorous response written out on notepad paper the same way Kanye wrote on notepad paper. But it's like, I don't know. People are abandoning this guy left and right.
At what point does Pete Davidson say, I'm getting a restraining order?
Yeah, he's probably
they are putting more security at SNL.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Whoever would have thought Pete Davidson would be like Kanye West's biggest nightmare in life?
Right.
It's so crazy. The whole thing is
nuts. And yet he was in the McDonald's commercial last night during the Super Bowl.
Right.
So.
Oh, he mentions that in another post, by the way. He mentions that in another post. Just I think it's just under the jacket one. He says, once again, it's all caps. There is no punctuation whatsoever.
You got to yell it.
Okay, hold on. How great it is to be a free artist. I fought for my family. We had Sunday service trended over the Super Bowl. While at the Super Bowl with my kids, Odell gave me and my kids his gloves. Dre performed, Rams won, and I did a Super Bowl commercial with McDonald's. God has a plan. Love over fear. Today was awesome.
Wow. It didn't sound awesome about two Instagram posts ago.
I mean, he really hasn't changed, though. I give him credit for consistency
or a consistent lunatic?
Yes, because if you remember back, remember when South Park made fun of him in an episode called Fish Sticks?
Yes.
And it was, I can't remember the whole premise, but it was like, Kanye loves fish sticks, but it sounds like fish sticks. Mm-hmm. And I don't love fish sticks. Come on, people. I love fish sticks.
Right.
But it sounds like fish dicks. Mm-hmm. But that was, what, 15 years ago?
Was it that long?
Yeah.
No way.
And he's still crazy. Look up the fish sticks episode.
See, I think Kanye really lost it when his mom died because there are two Kanyes. There was pre-Donda dying and there's post-Donda dying.
And the problem is he paid for the plastic surgery that killed her.
Oh, boy.
And how do you live with that?
That is a lot to live with. You know, not that
I don't know.
He did it.
Not that he did it. He didn't have anything to do with it. But if this happened to one of us and we paid for something that took the life of someone we love,
yeah,
we would it would not sit well.
It's still not as bad as Pete Davidson banging your wife. I'm sorry.
All right, so hold on. Who is Skeet? Is that Pete Davidson?
Wildly untrue.
Yeah, that's Pete Davidson.
What?
Okay.
That your mother dying from something you paid for is not as
bad.
Oh
my God, we're doing a comedy podcast. I'm just.
Oh,
joking.
Sorry, it wasn't funny. I forgot the laugh.
Sorry, bro.
I thought it was obvious. Of course it's mother dying divorce.
Sorry, everybody. The episode was 2009
okay.
when that all happened.
13 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. But I mean, man, when Kanye first came out, I loved him. That's why it's so hard for me to let go.
He was such a breath of fresh air, too. I mean, it was, you know, I remember the song Touch the Sky, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like a fucking great song. And every song on that album was just so good.
One of the best albums ever.
And then it just, man, he just, yeah. Oof.
But I feel bad because we don't know
behind the scenes
what's going on in his head and, you know, everything he's going through and what happened with
and
his mom.
And let's look at it this way.
I mean,
like,
you know.
We're like, of the level of celebrity and fame, we're like, what, on the R list?
We're a click above a carny worker.
Right? Yeah. I don't think we're on a list.
We are. I mean, like it or not, I think we're on a list. We're way at the bottom. But to be like Kanye and you're always constantly in someone's sights and someone's taking a shot at you,
right?
I'd probably lose my shit too.
But everybody keeps telling him, you know, don't air your dirty laundry out on social media.
Well, how long do you think these posts will stay up? Because the last post on his Instagram was 5 days ago. That's as far as it goes back. So he deletes all this stuff at one point.
Yes, he'll post all day and then he'll delete it all later, but people already took screenshots of it. So.
Do you think it's always him that's doing it, though?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he made sure to tell us yesterday that it was him.
There's no way he has a publicist.
Yeah.
Zero way. But you see, Charlie Puth even said yesterday, which kind of makes you think, goes, it's interesting that all this comes out when an album of his is supposed to be out already, so...
Always the way it works. Yeah. Let me just save this person from a car accident. Yeah. Hey, my movie's out this weekend.
I actually feel real bad for the kids. Like, looking at your mom and dad doing this, it sucks when you're a kid and your parents are fighting anyway and going through all of that anyway. And
but they're
going to
learn
in the
this.
Public spotlight, in the eye, they're going to grow up and see, like, dad was saying these crazy things all the time and everybody was making fun of them. And, like, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah. But when their first car, when they turn 16, is a Lamborghini, I don't feel that bad.
I still feel bad for them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad.
You can't get away from this ever.
But think about this. Yeah. You know, you take your kids to the Super Bowl and you're sitting there with... what's his name?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Okay. And some other people that maybe your kids shouldn't be hanging out with.
Yeah.
And you have a black mask on where you can't see anything.
If
I was Kim, I would have been on that airplane so fast or whatever to get there to say, no.
Well, just think, Daniel, like with two kids, how much do you protect them from on the internet, right?
Oh my gosh, so much.
Can you imagine how much stuff parents of kids that are like that have to protect them from?
Oh my gosh.
Or explain?
Yeah. Like, I understand what Kanye was saying last week about Kim putting the kids on TikTok, but then look at the other hand of it. Those kids are sitting front row at the Super Bowl where maybe more people than what's on Kim's TikTok are watching them every move, TV and in person. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Plus, they got to go through life named Northwest. So,
yeah.
And then they go to school, and then, you know, the kids know all your business because it's all out there. So, even if your mom and dad have protected you from it, people at school are going to be like, did you see what your dad just posted on
Exactly.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Like you know, whoever would have thought that her sex tape would be the least embarrassing thing that these kids have to grow up with.
Good
Shocking.
Point.
Wow.
Good point, Gandhi.
That is true.
But
okay. Well, speaking of sex tapes, who's up on Pam and Tommy?
Me, I was just going to say that.
Yeah?
Me?
How are you guys liking it? I watched the first episode.
I like
episode.
It. I know that they were like, it's kind of corny. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I love it. My my wife bailed out after the second one when the penis was talking because that was just like weird. But
so wait, you do it, Scotty. You do it.
That was weird.
Was the penis actually talking? Like, did they animate the penis?
Yeah,
it was
talking.
Puppetry.
Yeah. Scotty may not want me to tell you this, but Scotty actually told me that he used to move the whole of his penis as if it were talking.
I think Scotty, we don't do that in private.
Can we just leave that in silence for a moment?
Why would that?
Let it set in.
Whatever. When I was younger, it talked to me. It was like, hey, how you doing? But, you know, whatever.
No bass in his voice, huh?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You used to draw on it with Sharpie, too?
Oh, okay.
No.
No. Did you?
The mouth would have to be, the eyes would have to be sideways, though, right?
No eyes, just a mouth.
Yeah, but Nate, in the show, it is just the whole talking like a mouth.
Yeah.
But and then it moves from left to right, up and down.
It does,
around,
yeah.
Is it a puppet or is it like...
Well, it looks like his actual penis, but they did use puppet, like puppetry, they said, and they had two puppeteers.
Does it look real or is it like, it looks like a Muppet penis?
No,
it
looks real.
It was prosthetic.
Oh.
Could you tell it was prosthetic?
No, it looks like it had to be.
No, we talked about it on this show.
I know, but she's asking.
No, it looks like a normal penis. It just, but it moves up, down, left to right on command while it speaks. That part's not real.
It was just unnecessary, though. That's something they would do, like, toward the end of the series when it was going to jump the shark. Like, that was right up in the beginning. It just wasn't necessary.
Yeah, it's totally
weird.
Well, it's eight episodes. You're not getting a whole, like, you know, 5 years of this.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
Scotty knows in episode two. Wants to see the talking penis.
Okay, what was that, Frog? Like that.
They do it in episode two, and it's like...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where I was like, this is kind of... What the heck? I remember saying to Lisa while we were watching it, what the hell are we watching? It was stupid. Up until a lot of it wasn't great, but I mean... Whatever.
Now, was this the first celebrity sex tape?
Yes.
Supposedly, yeah.
Hit the internet.
Yes.
They have you feeling badly for the guy who stole it and released it, like the way that the show is so far.
Because I saw the first episode. He gets fucked over.
Yeah, supposedly. And then, like, of course, you know, I did the deep dive into, like, searching for all of this stuff.
Is that part real? Did he really get screwed over like that?
He says he did. I mean, you know, I don't want to ruin it for people still watching it. No, he made money. He was a contractor in their house. Oh. Supposedly, he was paying all this money out of his own pocket to redo.
Which contractors do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because Tommy Lee supposedly kept wanting to change what was going on in this room.
And wasn't paying for it.
So then he fired him without paying for any of it. So this guy had paid all this money out of his own pocket. He came back to the house, broke in, stole the safe that had all these other things in it, and the tape was in there.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, it makes you feel bad for Pam. Makes you feel bad for the guy who released the tape, and makes you think Tommy Lee is the biggest dick on the entire planet. Not his wiener.
Literally.
That he is actually an asshole.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah.
By all accounts, though, from everything I've heard, he is a dick.
He seems like it.
Yeah.
Seems like a mean guy.
I have not heard... I mean, I actually met... Have you guys ever met
him? Yes, I met him one time.
I met Tommy.
You met Tommy?
Yes. Yeah. And he gave me some profound advice that I've never, ever forgotten in my whole life.
Tell us.
So we were at the station I worked for owned a rock station in Tampa. And we were doing a promotion with him. And after the promotion, he wanted, of course, in Tampa, wanted to go to a strip club. And so he's at the strip club, and there was a guy there at the strip club who was just like giving this girl all this money. And he went to get up to go to the ATM to get more money out. And Tommy grabbed him by the arm and said, "Dude, I have banged some of the hottest chicks in this world." He said, "Heather Locklear, Pam Anderson," he named some other girls, and he goes, "If I had to bang them again tomorrow, I'd shoot myself." He goes, "So the hottest woman in the world, there's somebody somewhere who's tired of banging her. Stop giving her all your money."
Oh my gosh. I'm super confused as to how that changed your life.
No, because I'm just like, here's a guy who he doesn't know any of these people, and that's what he thinks is, you know what, you see the hottest girl in the world, somebody doesn't want to have sex with her anymore.
That is true.
Just put yourself in his shoes and stop giving her all your cash. I'm like, okay, well, damn. I guess there's that.
By the way, there's a Kanye update, guys.
Oh, hold on, what do you do now?
Real time.
He just posted that if...
Thank you
guys for your support of my family. My family means more to me than any other accomplishment in life. If anyone loves me and my family, if you see Skeet in real life, which is Pete Davidson, scream at the loser at the top of your lungs and say Kim Ye forever.
There you go. That gets him a restraining order.
And he's got a picture of him and Kim in one, and the other one he's got a picture of Pete by himself. That's not cool.
No,
I'm sorry if I
he's
was Pete.
Gonna get Pete Davidson hurt by some psycho
exactly.
fan.
Exactly, that is not
who thinks
cool.
That, yeah, Kanye is gonna be impressed if I do something bad. This is
the
terrible.
Guy who does Sunday service, by
right,
the way.
Right, exactly.
And it's close to God.
He found God this year.
He found
right?
God.
Yeah.
Well, God needs to tell him to leave Pete alone.
He can't find his wife though.
At what point though, is he so in love with Kim that this is worth it? Or is it at a point where he's just like, dude?
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
This
like,
ain't
if
worth it. I'm walking
I was
away.
Pete, I'd be like,
yeah.
I'm out. I'm tapping right. out. I don't want your seven kids and your crazy this guy and the rest of the family.
Turn the tables. If he does do that, then does Kanye win and he can't? You know what I mean? Like
he doesn't win. Kanye's not getting Kim
back. Let's face it. They're not going to be together in a while. I mean, he might as well just end it now as opposed to 3 months from now because you know this relationship isn't going to last.
But does Kanye really think that all this is going to win her back?
No.
This is going to push her further
right.
away.
Right, that's what he doesn't understand.
Pete has no idea. he has no idea all this is going on right this second. He doesn't have social media,
know,
so friends
right.
are going,
oh,
you know.
People hey, tell him.
But people will
tell
eventually
him.
Tell him he's not getting it like we are, though.
Yes, but I guarantee people screenshot it and send it to him. He has a phone.
Oh, he already knows. Yeah.
If he's laying next to Kim, he knows.
Absolutely, he knows.
Somebody's hollering at him right now. Come on.
He's next to Kim in bed. She's telling him.
Yeah. All right.
On that note.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll have another update in 3 minutes, but we're going to be done right now. So happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.